Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I did the story very recently out of Massachusetts about the district attorney who got pulled over driving the wrong way down the street. A police officer pulled her over and then said, "Oh, your driver's license has been suspended. Did you know that?" And she said she did not know that. And the police officer let her go without ticketing her for the wrong way drive or driving a suspended license. So I did a video about that. And a couple people pointed out to me there's been a follow-up to this story. So I'll do a follow-up as well. And here's the question. She now says she drove with a suspended license, but she was unaware of it at the time. And of course, that's a possibility. So I'm getting the headline now from MassLive.com, written by Michelle Williams. Berkshire District Attorney drove with suspended license, says she was unaware of license status. So let's listen to this side of the story, and then we'll compare and contrast. On September 1st, as candidates from across the Commonwealth and their supporters urged voters to ensure their voices were heard in the Massachusetts primary, Berkshire District Attorney Andrea Harrington began her own campaign of sorts. She was pulled over on primary day for a traffic violation in Pittsfield, according to the Berkshire Eagle. And that's a story I read the other day. At 2:39 p.m. on the 1st of September, she was spotted by a Pittsfield officer driving the wrong way down a one-way street in Pittsfield. The officer issued a verbal warning, according to the spokesperson for the Pittsfield Police Department. A verbal warning. But the newspaper reported also that her license had been suspended November 24th of last year and had only been restored September 4th, which is a couple days after she got pulled over. And the big question mark I had in my mind was, how does it go from being suspended November 24th of last year all the way to September of this year, and it takes a police officer to pull you over and say, "Sure, your license is suspended?" Now, again, I've never lived in Massachusetts nor New York, and I suppose things could be different there, either one of them being there. But I know that many states, if your license is suspended, they'll send you something in the mail saying your license has been suspended, you know, to let you know. Something you'd like to know, isn't it? So during the traffic stop, Harrington says she learned that her license was suspended, implying that she did not know that before. She wrote on Facebook, "What does a couple of $100 to the state of New York and 7 hours on the phone with the Massachusetts RMV get you? A story in the Berkshire Eagle, apparently." She doesn't mention Leto's Law. Come on, people. She acknowledged that she was indeed pulled over for a traffic violation, which is a good thing because they let me know to check my driver's license. And I, you know, here's the thing. If this was the first she heard of it, then Massachusetts and New York have got issues. And now I understand things are a little different right now because of COVID and all that. And trying to get anything straight now these days is very, very difficult. Possibly getting notifications is difficult also. But remember that the license was suspended in November of last year, a good 4 months before COVID swept our nation. Last summer, Harrington received a speeding ticket while driving into New York City. "Rather than contest the ticket at a hearing, I took responsibility and paid my ticket online to the New York RMV. However, the New York court apparently did not know that which triggered Massachusetts suspending my license, which I was not aware of." So the New York court apparently did not know that which triggered Massachusetts suspending my license, which I was not aware of. So the weird part is that you can apparently pay speeding tickets in New York through the motor vehicle department, and that they don't necessarily tell the courts. But that's kind of unusual, I guess. I don't know. I've never handled tickets in New York. I know that in Michigan, if you get a ticket, you get it from a court. And a court will be right listed on the ticket. And so the ticket's handed to you by a police officer, but the ticket will say the people of the state of Michigan, city of or county of, or state of Michigan if it's a state cop, versus you. And it'll say you're hereby charged with the following in this jurisdiction. Here's the court where this gets taken care of. And you don't contact the Secretary of State's office about that. You contact the court to take care of it. They take care of it, then they notify the state. So I suppose it's possible that if New York actually has the motor vehicle department authorized to accept payment and, in essence, pleas on tickets because she says that she accepted responsibility. So she takes responsibility for it and pays it, and they don't tell the court. That's kind of weird. But then again, who suspends the license? It would be the RMV, right? So that's kind of odd that the court doesn't tell somebody, because the RMV would already know, and that's who they would be told. But again, she says, however, the New York court apparently did not know that, which triggered Massachusetts suspending my license, which I was not aware of. After learning her license was suspended, Harrington said she gathered the necessary paperwork for the Registry of Motor Vehicles to restore her license. She said, it did literally take 7 hours on hold with the Massachusetts RMV over the course of 2 days. And again, no one's going to question that these days. I've had some very long phone calls in the last month or so, in particular. And I know this is business as usual right now for Secretary of State's office, DMV, RMV, whatever these different departments are called. But government agencies right now, many of the offices are closed, so it's overwhelming their call centers. The call centers are probably understaffed to begin with, so that makes complete sense to me. In case you're curious, she was elected the Berkshire County District Attorney in 2018, and there was no Republican on the ballot in 2018, though somebody did mount a write-in campaign to challenge her in the general election. Harrington was the sole candidate without experience on the prosecutor's side of the courtroom, and centered her campaign on promises of criminal justice reform, endorsing treatment beds instead of jail cells for nonviolent drug offenders. She proposed ending cash bail for low-level offenders, and she criticized the disproportionate prosecution of juvenile minorities. District attorneys are elected to 4-year terms, so the seat will not be on the ballot this year. So again, Andrea Harrington is a district attorney in Berkshire, Massachusetts. So she says she got a ticket driving in New York, came home, rather than fighting the ticket, she simply went online and paid it, and that when she paid it, somehow there was a miscommunication somewhere, and it got treated as unpaid, and then they notified Massachusetts of there's an unpaid ticket in New York, and Massachusetts then suspended her license, and although this happened back in November of last year, she only found out about it when she was pulled over at the side of the road by the police officer, and, you know, it's all possible. It's all possible. And so, you know, I wasn't there. But I'm just curious about this. Is it really possible that you get your license suspended in Massachusetts for almost a year and nobody tells you until a police officer pulls you over and says, hey, your license is suspended? If that really is the case, I suspect she should add to her platform that we're going to clear up some of the communications right now between the states, RMV, and drivers so they know when they have suspended licenses. And she also might want to make some noise about the fact that she went online and paid a ticket in New York, and New York reported to Massachusetts that she hadn't paid it. And what's also weird about this, and again, this is the kind of question I'd ask if I was sitting here having a talk with her, is when you don't pay a ticket, they usually send you something saying you didn't pay a ticket. So there was no mail sent to her ever saying you didn't pay your ticket? Bad things might happen to you? So, you know, I've been in court before, and I'm just basing this on 29 years of experience of watching courtrooms operate, not direct knowledge of this case, because I'm telling you right now, I've just read two articles about this, all I know. Actually, I've read a couple others, but the two that I've read on the air here. And I've been in court before where a person is standing at the podium talking to the judge, and the judge goes, so your argument is that you did not know about this particular date or about this particular court hearing. They say, I did not know that, Your Honor. The judge will turn to the court clerk and say, what notices were sent and when and to where? And the court clerk will click away at something and say, we have a notice sent on the 13th, another notice sent on the 23rd, and another notice sent on the following month at the 15th. And those were sent to this address, 123 Fake Street, Springfield, and so on. And the judge will go, and what's your address? And they'll say, 123 Fake Street. So you did not get any of the three notices we sent you. No, I did not, Your Honor. At that point, the judge picks a winner. Do they believe this person, or do they think the mail system's failed that badly? So again, it seems odd to me. And I'll tell you right now that I got two emails, one from Alex and one from John Michael MC, who sent me the first story. And they both said, hey, Steve, there's a follow-up here. This is her side of the story. So I said, great, I'll take a look at it. And I'm reading it, and I'm going, you know, it still seems odd to me. But again, crazier things have happened in this great world of ours. I understand that. So I hope that you don't take the videos to mean that I'm disparaging Andrea Harrington, Berkshire District Attorney. I'm not. But there's just something out of skew with the story. Not with her story, but with the story. Because no matter how you slice it, she gets a ticket in New York, pays the ticket, license is suspended, and she finds it a year later. There's a bunch of problems there. Or she got a ticket, didn't pay it, license is suspended, and gets pulled over, gets no tickets for it. There's problems there also. And so this is one of the situations where I don't care which of those scenarios you pick. There are problems there. They're not all caused by her. They're not all caused by New York. They're not all caused by Massachusetts. Oftentimes, the biggest problems we have in this world are a confluence of several things happening or not happening the way they should. And so there's something weird going on there. And for all we know, it's compounded by recent events in the news. That's possible as well. So again, the story is from masslive.com. Michelle Williams wrote it. Both Alex and John Michael MC sent it to me. There you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. When we are young, wandering the face of the earth, wondering what our dreams might be worth, learning that we're only immortal for a limited time.